At the convention, my colleague Robert Siegel found someone to talk not about politics, but about the real news in New York.
In Midtown Manhattan, the Republican National Convention is an all-consuming event. It's rerouting traffic, dominating hotel lobbies, occasioning protests, even some arrests. But in the rest of the city and the entire New York area, the real news last night wasn't about Schwarzenegger's minions at the Garden. It was Steinbrenner's minions at the stadium.
And, Jody, you've been talking about that 22-0 Yankee loss last night, the worst loss in Yankee franchise history, the biggest shutout in Major League Baseball since 1900.
The Yankees lost by a score of 22-0 to the Cleveland Indians. A 10.5-game lead over Boston has shrunk to 3.5 games. Not since Michael Dukakis has someone blown a lead like this. That score last night, 22-zip. We figured if anyone could spin the Yankees' doldrums, it would be someone here who spins among the real pros, the politicians at the convention. And joining us is Terry Holt, who is spokesman for the Bush-Cheney campaign.
Well, even while we're in New York and we're all Yankees fans for the week, there was some small solace in that an Ohio team, a battleground team, was able to come out on top.
Now, that's what you really think about what happened, but let's say you were spokesman for George Steinbrenner's New York Yankees, and you had to get a good quote out there on what happened at Yankee Stadium last night.
I've
never seen you this stumped for an answer.
Well, I'm still stunned by their inability to even put one run on the board.
Well, Terry Hill, thank you very much. For at least trying.
Yes,
put some positive spin on the New York Yankees situation.
As a spokesperson for the president, I typically have a lot more to work with than the Yankees had last night.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's the Bush campaign's Terry Holt talking with my colleague Robert Siegel and trying desperately to spin the New York Yankees' 22-0 loss last night to the Cleveland Indians.